It's perfect. We brought the mic over to our speaker, so.
Yep, you can hold it like that. We'll handle it.
Okay, so I was telling you that I'm trying to take you on a journey into the present and into the future of Zond International. And when we will talk about the future, I will need your maximum collaboration, because one of my major tasks at these conferences is to bring back the opinions of the delegates and the Zondians around the world, so that we can then improve what we have drafted so far in this strategic plan, and really make it something that has the contribution of all the Zondians all over the world. So this being said, I thought that the first thing that I had to do was to introduce myself a little better, because I'm not with you in person. And so personal touch. So I thought to bring it to you through some pictures. Here you see me in my office. You see me doing my favorite sport, which is alpine skiing. And you see my family. And talking about my family, my CV says that I'm a second generation Zondian. Actually, now I'm a mid-generation Zondian. And so the Christmas picture sees me with my mother, Carla, who is still a Zondian at 99 in District 30, where I was born, and my daughter, Ariana, who is now a supporting member since a couple of years. So I hope that in this way, you feel me a little bit nearer to you. What I have to do now is to take you on this journey and see how Zond International is facing the state of the world for women and girls, mainly in three key focus areas: education, gender-based violence, and climate change. Certainly, Zond International has worked together towards gender equality and eliminating gender violence for more than a century, and there's still so much to do. In this moment, we estimate that there are about 130 million girls that are out of school. And UN Women is currently saying that at the current rate of progress, an estimated 110 million will still remain out of school by 2030. I mean, we really got a lot to do here. And I must say that your ambassador did a great job presenting all our service projects. So I will not spend much time here. I will just remind you of some of them, or mention something that I think it's particularly important. You've seen yesterday that our project in Peru, one of the current aims that I like to underline is that we are working with especially not just with the girls, with the teachers and so on. We're working with the local education systems, because we want them to acquire abilities to prevent violence in school and keep girls at school by themselves. Sooner or later, they will have to do it without our support. What to say about Madagascar? We've been supporting girls' education in Madagascar since 7 years now, since 2016. And now we've kind of shifted, and we've put together education and climate change in this project. And what's interesting is that we recently opened Madagascar as a Zonta country, and a club is going to be formed there. And this is very important to support this project as well. The global program to end child marriage. Certainly is also using the education systems in these 12 countries to increase capacity to deliver quality programs and services that meet the needs of these girls, keep them in school, and prevent early marriage. But what I'm very fond of, I must say, is around our educational programs. And the reason why I'm so fond of them is because they are the only 100% Zonta-owned program. This is something that all together we can define, we can implement, and we can deliver without the support of any agency and so on. We can take all the decisions around these programs all by ourselves. And I think that this is very important. And the fact that you and other districts are presenting proposals around the STEM scholarships to the next convention is just an example of it. But I wish to congratulate now a few recent awardees from District 1. First of all, Chloe Jenkin, France, from MIT, your 2023 Amelia Earhart Fellow. It was already mentioned yesterday, your 2023 STEM Award, Lily Chen, always from MIT. Somebody who's very local in Halifax is your JMK 2022, Natasha Brewart, and two YWPAs for 2022, the international recipient Shruti Kurada from Quabon Valley, and in this year, Morgan Casey Concord. Thank you very much for bringing these outstanding girls to acquire these scholarships. What about the state of the world in gender bias violence? We cannot talk about women and girls without acknowledging these impacts. The UN and UN Women estimate that one in three women have experienced intimate partner violence or non-partner sexual violence around the world. So this is and will always remain our key focus area. And you've heard about the project in Papua New Guinea and Timor-Leste yesterday by your ambassador. About Peru again, and about the global program to end child marriage. And here, I would like to add a few words, because it must be underlined that we are the only NGO that sits at the steering committee of these programs. President Ute sits at the tables of decisions around this program with the UNFPA and UNICEF, and with the representatives of several governments like the UK, my government too, from Italy, and several others. And since International Day of the Girl, also the US government announced that they are joining this global program, bringing in a lot of strength. And I would like to say that the first reaction of our international president to that was to have Megan call the USA Caucus and tell them, use this information, use this news to advocate at your US government, because it's very good that the U.S. joins the program in those countries. But remember that you still need to work inside the U.S. because there are not many states that passed a law against child marriage. So this can, I mean, we can work on and advocate on different fronts from this point of view. And besides sitting at the tables of the decisions, I must say that President Ute is also very keen on checking in person what is happening in these states around this program. This year, since a year, She visited our some sites in India, in the state of Odisha. In late August, she also visited what we are doing in Mozambique. So be reassured that the money, the investments we put into this program are well under our surveillance. We know exactly what they are doing with our money, and we are very satisfied with the results. Together with our projects, we have the strength of our Zantas's No Against Violence Against Women campaign. And I'm always amazed and inspired every year by the actions of the Zantians that are taken during 16 days. And I would like to thank each and every one of you for what you do, for your advocacy actions in Orange. It's almost about time to start over again, also this year. Remember to share your activities, share your pictures with Zanta International, and continue, because advocating is so important. Talking about climate change, I don't have to convince you that in District 1, and especially there in Nova Scotia, that climate change is so important for and has such an impact on women and girls, because you are at the forefront. You are facing it daily or almost daily. So it's an easy task for me here, but since Earth Day in 2021, we have published our first statement on climate change, stating that it is a gender equality issue. And then we continued at CSW 66 in last year, because the priority theme there was gender equality in the context of climate change. And in this biennium, climate change is in the goals, and President Ute has asked us as members of Zanta International to raise our voices around this topic as well. And so we've had our first international service that is focused on climate change as well, in partnership with UNICEF. And why did we choose Madagascar? Well, mainly for two reasons. Well, the practical reason is that we have been there since 6 or 7 years and working with the education system, working with schools. So we knew exactly how to move around. And then also because in Madagascar, also in many other countries, but especially here, climate change has a very adverse effect on health, nutrition, water, sanitation, and hygiene of the whole population, but especially of girls. Only 41% of the population has access to water services, and only 19% of the schools have access to safe water. So what we do, besides keeping girls at school, teaching teachers how to keep them, how to educate them better, and so on, We also bring water to schools. We build toilets. We build basins, and we give them good meals so that the parents are happy to keep them there. And we try to, and from this biennium, looking at climate change, we try to teach them some basics about being resilient, about being ready in case of environmental disasters. And yesterday I heard such a good presentation about being ready in case of emergency and evacuation, that I think that District 1 would have some good advice to give to those who are running this project. So, you're very knowledgeable, and you're very ready to act on climate change in this District 1. But Don't forget that we have a working group, the Zontuses Now group, which is now international. It was born in Australia and then India joined and so on. But at this point, it is an official working group that works with anybody everywhere in the Zonta world, and they have a lot of tools. And so you can visit their page. You have the link here and collaborate with them and also take some tools. It's good to mention also that since June, we have, after about a year working on it, we have reached a status with the United Nations Environmental Program in Nairobi. We're now, since June, accredited as observers, officially as an NGO that can attend their meetings. And we have a representative there. It's Joanne Kawayambi from the Zonta Club of Kampala, who's traveling from Kampala to Nairobi to attend these meetings. And this is very, very important as well. So what were the main priorities for President Ute in this biennium? Membership, greater visibility, and advocacy. In the end, around them, she built a lot of, let's say, working groups. They are not really traditional committees reported in the bylaws and so on, but she wanted to start several new groups that could support our clubs, our districts, our areas, and so on in working. First of all, the one that she is very keen on and she's put a strong focus is the Zonta Spirit Group. Our global membership is stronger when we cultivate and promote the Zonta Spirit. You're certainly doing it in District 1. And whatever you need, you have Lynn, you have Birgit, and you have Laurie Robinson that can help clubs with their support, with their suggestions, and so on. And then we have the traditional membership committee, of course. But the news this year you've certainly used is that there is a new type of office within the membership committee, which is a chief club creator that is there to help you. And it certainly has helped when you want to start new clubs. And I must say that they have worked quite well. As of September 2023, we have chartered in this biennium already 13 new clubs, including one in Rwanda, which and French Guiana, which are new countries, and including South County, Rhode Island. If I can see, I have a tiny picture in which I see the whole conference room. Is there a representative of South County, Rhode Island? Can you stand up so that I can clap? A round of applause to you. Thank you so much for becoming Zantian, for forming your club, and for being here at the district conference with us. And we have 42 more clubs actually in information. Those two that you see erased did not abandon. They formed. By the time this slide was produced, I had to make some amendments because your club in Rhode Island and the club in Greenville were formed, and others also were started. Like, for instance, at the August board meeting, we approved two more new countries. We approved Cameroon and Madagascar, And the club in Madagascar is information. A second club in Congo, you see Pointe-Noire, Telema there, but also second one in Brazzaville is information since last week when I was with them at their district conference in Togo. And then we have, we've heard yesterday the good news about your club information in Vermont also. So I will have to update again because it's there's so much that is going on. A very, very recent, I would, news for you, announcement for you. This morning, I received an email with an invitation by the membership committee to a Zoom Global Charter Clubs celebration that will take place via Zoom on Santa's birthday, November 8. It will be a 40-minute session to celebrate these biennium clubs that have already been chartered, but also all these clubs that are in formation. And although this is the period of the summit, of the Zonta summit, for which you have to pay a little fee, if you wish to attend just this celebration, and it would be good for those who are prospective members in your new clubs, for the club, for the newly formed club, and you all, on this slide, you see a link. Through this link, you can register for free to attend this Zoom meeting. And I think it might be fun. But let's move on, because President Ute this year really, really started a lot of new working groups. One of them is Greater Diversity. It is chaired by Eric Elavia. He was our first man governor last biennium. I was his liaison. And we have a second man governor, as you know, this year in District 18. I just joined him at his conference in Togo. So if you want tools, you want to talk about diversity in our clubs and so on, you can reach Eric, you can reach Madalena and Ila, and they will help you. We also have a young talents working group with very young women who are our D's or Golden Z members. There's Barrett, the CJ, and Tihani, and Sarah Chen. If you want suggestions about how to inspire more young women to join you, they are certainly there. And I think what's also important is that they are all young, but also their committee liaison to the international board is our youngest international director. It's Brit Vaughn, and she herself is just 36. So you imagine that. This must be a very lively group. So what else? Mentoring. You know that we are now in the second generation with a new class of mentors and mentees. If you're interested in learning more about them, about the program, you can reach Yukiko, Caroline, Francisca, and get information from them. In each of these slides, I try to set links, and you have the set of slides, and you can print them and so on. So if anybody wants to have like a quick reference to how to contact all these Zantians who are working for us and with us, you can. And we still have greater visibility with Josephine Borrello chairing, Joyce, Ursula, and Wayne. And this is because during our member survey last year, many respondents emphasized the need for greater visibility. And of course, all members and clubs have a role to play in increasing visibility locally, as we try to do it internationally. So these people can help you too. And now from let's go from membership to advocacy. In this biennium, greater attention has been paid on advocacy. Clubs have been asked to focus on three major topics: gender-based violence, including child marriage, climate justice, and women on the workplace. And why is it important to have membership, visibility, and advocacy that go together? Because it's a kind of triad that support Zonta in a sort of circle. With more visibility, we're getting better known. We get more interest from potential members, and from potential members, we've more resources. We have more people who can help us do more service and so on. And this is like a positive circle. At this point, I have to make a big round of applause to Donna and Marianne for your tireless work for our foundation. You are really a great asset for us. Thank you very much. And you probably have received all the updates on donations and so on by your ambassador, but I would like to take this opportunity to thank you, because you are a very generous district. As of 30 September 2023, your district has overall contributed the equivalent of $112 per member. Thank you. You are amazing. I need to thank on behalf of our foundation, the top donor clubs this biennium in your district: Quabbin Valley, Concord, Chelsea, and North Shore. Thank you very much. Altogether, donations from clubs and individuals in your district came from 56% of your clubs. You're amazing. I'm speechless. And this is something that your ambassador already showed: the many ways to donate, and even small amounts are good. And if you go to the website, you will see these are just a few examples that even by donating $15, you can provide something that is relevant for our young girls that we have. And finally, I have to invite you to join me in Brisbane, Australia, next June for a 66 International Convention. The convention committee is planning what seems will be a truly memorable experience, and Brisbane is, as you see in these pictures, an awesome location. The Australian way of life is very easygoing. They have great hospitality. And so I hope to see many familiar faces and meeting new friends out there. And this is my report on the present. I thank you very much